Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
New wiper blades but aren't sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you the best options for your specific vehicle and even install your new wipers for free. And right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Several U.S. cities have fallen on hard times lately. During the pandemic, many metros took a big hit as millions of residents opted for more space and less crowds. While some areas have been able to bounce back, others have struggled to recoup what once was. The U.S. Census Bureau reported that between July 2021 and July 2022, cities like Seattle, Charlotte, and Atlanta saw large population upticks compared to the years before. On the other hand, metros like San Francisco, New York, and Boston saw population decreases. However, these losses were much lower than years before. New York is still by far the biggest city in America, with a population of more than 8.3 million people. Travel southwest from New York, and metros like Philadelphia, Baltimore, and New Orleans are still dealing with a large exodus of residents. Philadelphia and Phoenix are currently tied as the sixth most populous city in America, but Phoenix is expected to overtake the Northeast city soon. While Phoenix gained 36,000 people last year, Philadelphia lost 36,000. And Phoenix isn't the only warm weather city that's seeing gains. Fort Worth and San Antonio in Texas both saw large population increases last year. Seems like more Americans are opting for hotter temps and areas that are less prone to extreme weather events from climate change. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. By now, you've heard of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Last year, the demand for the initial U.S. run was so high that Congress investigated how Ticketmaster handled the initial on-sale. Then in March, the tour started, and for months dominated TikTok live streams and local news segments as Swift slowly lurched towards your favorite city. And now the pop stars announced that she'll be bringing the Eras Tour to movie theaters on October 13th. And yes, the theater websites did struggle to manage the initial surge for ticket purchases. Like everything Taylor Swift touches these days, the Eras Tour is pure gold. The merch stands open days before her shows begin in a city to meet the demand. Fans have made untold numbers of friendship bracelets to exchange outside of the tour. And though the initial U.S. leg has concluded, Swift has international dates and a second U.S. leg that will take the tour all the way into November 2024, with the potential for more dates to come at a later date. So what's the big deal? Well, the tour sees Swift perform songs from every album cycle of her career in a three-hour set. That means fans can hear 2000s era hits like You Belong With Me, 2010s successes like Shake It Off, and 2020's singles like Cardigan or Antihero. And the true lesson of it all is that people really, really, really love Taylor Swift. Coming off the heels of the COVID pandemic, when touring came to a complete halt, demand for live music seems to be at an all-time high. Time magazine estimated the Eras Tour will generate almost $5 billion in consumer spending in the U.S. alone by the time all is said and done. And that estimate came before the announcement that the show would be in movie theaters across the country. At a time when so many movie releases and brand launches struggle to gain footholds in consumer minds, Taylor Swift and her Eras Tour have conquered the entire mountain all by themselves. The Eras Tour film will hit theaters October 13th, and Swift will return for more live U.S. dates next year if you can somehow manage to get tickets. I'm Evan Rook.
Join Macy's and our nonprofit partners to help address the youth mental health crisis this school year. Now through September 14th, you can fund mental health services and resources when you donate online to the Jed Foundation and the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. Give back today and learn more about our mission to create brighter futures for all at Macy's.com/purpose.
Freshness made easy with Febreze small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze small spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze, la 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 la.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. And by Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of Outdoors Radio and duck hunters everywhere. Ducks.org. We're also brought to you by the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Peatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll check in with Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch for a Lake Michigan fishing report. We'll hear about September events at the Range of Richfield, see how fall colors are coming along in Florence County, and get a bear hunting report for Zone C from Jesse Qualley. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has paid tens of thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes in the Milwaukee area. Michael Hupe is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers, and he's offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. If you've got a tip on an unsolved homicide case, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com or call 414-224-TIPS. That's 414-224-TIPS. T-I-P-S. Well, we're trying to get Jeff on the phone. He's out in Devil's Lake, North Dakota for the National Walleye Tour Championship. And we'll see if we can get him here before we wrap this up. Believe it or not, in the hot weather we had last weekend over Labor Day, Ozzie and I were out getting hay. We put about almost 300 bales of hay in the loft of our barn. Good alfalfa hay that we found locally. Had to pay a premium price for it this year, but it's good stuff, and our sheep and goats will be happy through the winter, we hope. The pastures have been really, really poor this year because of the drought, and so we've had to rely on hay that we bought last year, and then now, finally, some hay that we got this year. Well, I'm on my way up to Bayfield this weekend. My son John is a member of Lost in the Woods Improv. It's Northern Wisconsin's northernmost improv troupe. And they've got an event at a winery in Bayfield, so I'll be going to that. And then his friend Blake Gross, who's joining us for our Lake of the Woods trip, has a birthday party. Then I think we're going to maybe do some sailing on Sunday and then watch the Packer game before we head on up to Lake of the Woods. The trip that I've been talking about now for the last couple of months to Ballard's Black Island Resort on Lake of the Woods on the Canadian side is going to happen finally. We're going up there Monday. We're going to be there all week fishing 3 days and enjoying private cabins there on the island on Lake of the Woods. Great meals, great fishing. I'll have photos for my Facebook page and certainly a report on how the fishing trip went on next week's show. Well, coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh reports on Lake Michigan fishing action off Sheboygan, and he's done a little traveling himself, and he'll tell us about that. Eric Prince invites us to explore Florence County's many fishing, hunting, and other options this fall. Jim Bobbyash announces September events at the Range of Richfield, and Jesse Qualley reports in on his bear hunt in Zone C in Juneau County. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90 plus years and your continued support of our local family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years,
Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. It's time for another Lake Michigan Fishing Report, sponsored by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at dumperdan.com. In this report, along with everyone that we record this season, is posted or will be posted on Dumper Dan's Facebook page, which is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. It's also brought to you this week by Ranieri's Four-of-a-Kind Pub and Grill at 811 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan and on Facebook at Ranieri's Four-of-a-Kind. Well, joining us somewhere on the road, heading home to Sheboygan from somewhere in Minnesota, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch. Well, Dan, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I'm back and you are correct. I am on the road, which is rare. Usually I'm at the dock in my store or on the lake, but just coming back from Minnesota, took a little one-day trip over here to get some work done, and I'm on my way back, and we've been fishing every day, the Dumper Dan boats, and it's been a really good fall season for the king fishery here on the spawning salmon as we're midway through September.
Yeah, well, before we get to the fishing now, what were you doing in Minnesota?
Well, I went over to Minnesota, Dan, and I got a couple customers here that I hunt their property, and they come out fishing with me, and then I come out here hunting by them, and they're very good friends, not just customers, but good friends. We have a great time together and came out to set some cameras and clean up some stands and some areas that we hunt and kind of get everything ready. So I haven't left down Sheboygan only once this summer to go up to a cottage in Lakewood, Wisconsin. So I've been pretty much in Sheboygan all summer, obviously running charters and running the business since April. So it was really refreshing to get away and get in the woods for a day and have a little fun getting stuff ready for the fall hunting season.
And I understand you ran into some people who recognized you.
I did. I stopped on a quick trip, get gas here, and ladies like saw my shirt and she's like, "We fish with you all the time, Dumper Dance." And I'm like, "Well, what name are you guys under?" And they said, "A Nelson Party." And I'm like, "Yeah, they've been out with us for 7 or 8 years straight." So it was nice to see them, and then stopped at a bowling alley, get some pizza and something to eat and drink, and the owner there saw us on television. They've seen us in papers, heard us on your talk radio show, and grabbed a card, and they're going to bring all their employees out fishing with us and next year in 2024. So, yeah, it was kind of nice to run into some repeat customers and some clients that knew us and seen us in the past. So it was a really nice trip. Plus, we got some work done in the woods as well.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Exactly. That's very true.
Yeah. Well, let's talk fishing now. How was Labor Day weekend?
Labor Day weekend was real good for fishing here. September's been real solid. We've been doing really well on the Kings, and it's been one of our best fall seasons in the last 5 or 6 years. Check out our Facebook page, but I've been posting pictures of what we've been catching. Some big Kings and a lot of really good action close to shore. It's been a really good time down here this fall season.
Nice. And you've been out a couple times in your private boat, in your Robalo, right?
I have, yeah. I just fished a couple of days ago, and, you know, I push my charter boats out, and then I go sneak out for a little bit and take my buddy, like, Leaker comes along, we'll run six rods, and we'll fish together or pick other buddies, my sons or what have you. But I went alone the other day and fished the harbor area, the gap in Sheboygan between the pierheads. I can only run three rods being alone, which is challenging, but I got fish on all three of them, Dan, and I ended up catching my limit. A lot of fun. It's challenging when you go by yourself. You got to be careful, but it's a lot of fun. And I did catch some nice kings, and I caught some coho, which are in earlier than normal. Normally in September, late August even, the males will come in, the kings, and then the females will come in, the kings, and then the coho is last, which is usually late September, October, but we're catching them now. That's a good sign. There's a lot of good fish to be caught right now here in September off the Port of Sheboygan, coast to shore.
Fantastic. And I understand this weekend you're going to be fishing with some good friends of mine, Ken Ballastieri and his family.
Yeah, they're coming out here, their whole family and a few of their customers, but mostly family. They're staying in a bunch of our condos. They got a bunch of our boats booked. And we're having a nice dinner right at our patio deck at our store, too. We're having actually some of these salmon I caught. That's kind of why I went out to catch them. And then they're bringing steaks and potatoes and everything else. So it's going to be great to see the Ballastieri family again. And you know as well as I do, we filmed a lot of TV shows with them.
We did. And I would love to join you guys, but I'm on my way up to Bayfield for the weekend and then Lake of the Woods early next week. So you give my regards to Ken and family, and I will be real interested in hearing how they did. Maybe we'll get some photos for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll pass the word on to them, and yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them again, and it's going to be a good time. And you have fun on your trip. That sounds exciting as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. My son and I are going, and we're going to have a good time for sure. Well, do you have any openings left in September and October?
I do, and I'll tell you what, Dan, they're trickling in pretty steadily. A lot of last-minute calls. We do have last-minute dates open, and that's a good thing for people that want to get out here quick and get in on some of the salmon action. So give me a call, 920-377-1147. You talk to me direct, number Dan. I'll get you out here. We'll get it done, lodging, fishing, what have you. Otherwise, check out our website, numberdan.com, or our Facebook page, Number Dan Sport Fishing Charters. We have time left to get some fish for you to put on the grill or in your freezer. So give me a call, and let's get at it and get it done.
All right. Well, our second sponsor this week is Ranieri's Four of a Kind, 811 Indiana Avenue. That's pretty close to your place, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And they have a great menu there and a lot of things to do there as well. They have pool tables, dartboards, some live entertainment. Yeah, very, very good food. You can walk there from all of my condos. It's about a block walk, so you don't have to drive. Their whole staff came out fishing with me this summer, too, and booked a couple of my boats, so they enjoy fishing, too. And it's kind of a sports bar fishing atmosphere-type hangout at Ranieri's Four of a Kind, so definitely a good stop when you're here in Sheboygan for a good meal.
All right. Well, Dan, drive safely. We're going to give you a week off now, but we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks. It'll probably be Jeff doing it. Depends on where I am on my travel. But we will be keeping tabs on you and interested in hearing how the fishing's going.
Yep, you betcha. Yeah, have Jeff call me or yourself if you're back in time, and we'll go from there. Keep you updated here at Port of Sheboygan, Lake Michigan, salmon trout fishing. You got it. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Dumper Dan Welsh with the Lake Michigan Report from Sheboygan. His website is dumperdan.com. On Facebook, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And our second sponsor this week, Ranieri's Four of a Kind Pub and Grill, 811 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan, and on Facebook at Ranieri's Four of a Kind. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for isolated showers. Highs level off around 64. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated showers again tonight. Lows level off around 48. Cloudy. Chance for isolated showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. Overcast skies. Temperatures a bit below average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range. High of 64 today. Lows level off around 48 tonight. We should top off around 62 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 53.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and on the web at therangewi.com. And joining us for our monthly conversation about what's going on at the Range of Richfield is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Well, Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Oh, hi, Dan. I always look forward to this time that we get a chance to talk, you and I, and I'll talk about the range. I know that our conversations are heard by a lot of your listeners, and we've had several come in and mention they hear us on the radio.
Well, that's so good.
I know. It's awesome.
Well, how was August? You had a lot going on, I bet.
We did. August was National Shooting Sports Month.
Yes.
And we had several events that were well-received by everyone. We have several new gun owners that took advantage of the different events that we had scheduled. And that's the whole purpose of National Shooting Sports Month, and it was extremely good.
Well, good. I would imagine now that September's here, you've got classes and leagues and all kinds of good stuff happening.
Yes, exactly. You know, we look forward to this time of year because vacations are pretty much over. Kids are back in school. And people are looking to do more indoor things than outdoor things. So our classes are starting to ramp up. We have expanded our class schedule, and we're going to have some really unique and awesome topics in the future. Right now, we have our standard concealed carry class on Tuesday, September 17th. Our NRA basic pistol class is going to be September 16th and 17th. That's a two-day class, and it's a great course for anybody who wants to learn the basics of shooting. So I encourage that. And we have our first shots class. It's been amazingly important because we get a lot of the new shooters in, and that's what's going to drive this whole industry is the young folks.
Yep.
So our next one is September 13th. Now, we have a lot more in queue that we just haven't published yet. So if you are interested in checking it out, either listen next month and we'll do it again, or you can go to our website and we'll have all that information posted for you.
All right. Well, how about your leagues? I imagine they're going now.
Yes, the leagues are up and running. Our ladies' pistol league starts on September 20th, and that'll run each Wednesday for 8 weeks. If the ladies are interested, please sign up. They have a wonderful time, and they have a little bit of a party at the end, so it's turned out extremely well. And then we have our 12-week Bullseye Pistol League, which is just running right now, and it'll run all the way through November 28th. And you can join almost any time because there are makeup days. You just come in, and you have so many targets you need to shoot, so you can always just jump right in and catch up to the rest of them. And then we also have something new this year, which is our Small Bore 22 Long Rifle League, and that's running now again through November 30th. Good, fairly good response. So that's every Thursday, so you can just come on in anytime. We have the lanes locked off. You can shoot, and if you can't make it a week, it's okay. You can make it up at different times. We'd love to have you come and join us.
All right. And then I imagine you have specials.
We do. We have decided to extend our $10 Wednesdays. And what that is that all of our lanes, both standard and premium, are only $10 on Wednesdays. And then we also extended our free gun rental on Thursdays. And both of these will run through the end of September. It's turned out really well. It brings a lot of people in, so to take advantage of it.
Sounds great. And any special days to commemorate this month?
Well, Grandparents' Day is on September 10th. So grandparents can come in, they shoot free, and you get a free target. So come on and take advantage of that.
Cool.
And then also in honor of Patriots' Day, all first responders, police, fire, military, and EMTs are invited to enjoy 1 hour of shooting every Wednesday in September. An ID will be required.
All right. Any big news?
One big news thing, yes. I've got Jim's Inflation Elimination promo.
Okay.
Through the month of September, you get a lane, you get a box of ammo, target, for a low price of $37. $37 for everything. Again, it's a pretty good deal. There was a time, I think, when a box of ammo was $37.
Yeah.
So everything has kind of come back and make more sense now.
All right. Well, good. Now, how about safes? You got any safes in stock?
We have approximately 50 brand new Liberty safes on our showroom and in our warehouse. And we have some in-store specials, including the Centurion 24, which is a real popular safe. We've got $200 off of the Centurion 24. Colonial 30s are also a real popular safe, and now we've got that. We're offering $290 off. And the Colonial 50 is up to $400 off. So now is a great time to get that safe you've been looking at, waiting for. So stop in or give me a call here at the range. I know it's a little early to start holiday shopping, but I'm afraid, again, the way the world is today, shopping is going to be a little different. So we got a great supply right now, and the prices are right. So come on and see us.
Good idea. Well, and if people are just interested in talking about guns or shooting in general, you are there when you're open, right?
Yes, yes, yes. We're here, and I've got a great staff. They know the guns. They know what's going on. It's really exciting now because with the league's going, it makes a lot of sense. I also want to mention that our consignment guns are going like crazy. So if you got some guns that you're not using anymore and you want to turn in some cash, come on in and talk to us. It's been working out really great.
Fantastic. Well, Jim, thanks so much for that report. As you mentioned, we will talk to you again in early October.
Sounds great, Dan. Thanks.
Jim Bobby Ash is the president of the Range of Richfield. You can learn about the classes and the specials and everything else we talked about on their website, therangewi.com. They're located just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive and on the web at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio. Let's turn our attention now to Juneau County, which offers four seasons of outdoor recreation, including fishing on two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes and hunting on thousands of acres of public land, along with many miles of river, hiking and biking trails, and lots more. You can learn all about it at castlerock-petenwell.com. And joining us now is hunting and fishing guide Jesse Qualley. His website is greenwaterwalleyes.com. And he's joining us from the woods. He's bear hunting this week. Jesse, thanks for joining us.
How's it going, Dan?
Well, we're doing okay, but man, we are recording this on Thursday evening, and that's September 7th. This will air on the weekend. I understand you're bear hunting right now, and you've got some exciting information to share with us.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long process all summer, but we got all the hunters out, and I think we may have a bear tonight.
Wonderful. Okay, so how many hunters are you guiding now?
I have five hunters, possibly six. I have one guy he's not doing too good. He's got some bad knees, so he might not be able to hunt, but we're going to give us our darndest to get him out there hunting. He's an old-timer, so we got to get him out there anyhow.
Well, good. And this is Zone C, which is in central Wisconsin, and people think of northern Wisconsin as bear country, but there are a lot of bears down here too, aren't there?
Ton of bears. I mean, there's a lot of bears down here. There's bears in areas where people don't think there's bears, but there's a pile of bears in Juneau County.
And you've been seeing some, and one of your hunters had a shot tonight?
Yep, correct. He can start baiting in April, use a bait a couple times a week throughout the summer, you know, and then usually about July you start to fire them up, you know, you bait two or three times a week. But yeah, we got a lot of bears coming in this year. They kind of slowed up a little bit here with this last couple weeks of this. The drought's not really doing very good, so the acorns, I've never seen so many acorns in my life. And the berries this year, with a little bit of water that we have been getting, the berries were pretty thick. You know, the berries have burned up, you know, dried up quite a bit with the heat. But boy, I never in my entire life seen so many acorns. They're natural food, you know, and it's kind of hard to compete with Mother Nature, but it is what it is. You just got to use a lot of carbohydrates and stuff like that and try to back away from the sweets this time of year and just try to find that bait that they want and keep them coming in.
Are you seeing a lot of bears?
I've seen a couple this summer baiting, seen a couple coming out of a cornfield. You know, you see a lot of signs. It's more of a nocturnal animal. First thing in the morning or that last few minutes at night, but you'll see one out wandering around, but I haven't seen one in a couple weeks. A lot of trail camera pictures, you know, and get a lot of daylight pictures and get a lot of nighttime pictures too, but they're there.
A lot of bear hunters have been experiencing wolves hitting their bear baits.
Oh, yeah, this year is insane. I mean, for a couple years there, they did a good number on the area where I'm hunting. Couple of the areas where I'm hunting in Juneau County, I know quite a few of the trappers and some guys that got them with dogs there at that last season, but the last couple of weeks they just showed up, and I mean every road you drive down, I get what people want. I mean, if there's too many deer in a cornfield, you know, it's the same thing like that, you know, they give out egg tags or they give out extra tags, you know, to maintain that, and that definitely needs to happen again. Otherwise, we are not going to have the elk that they release. Those elk won't last long, and we're not going to have, I mean, the deer finally start coming back in some areas, but the amount of wolves is just sickening.
Are they impacting your bear hunt?
Yes and no. It seems like if you get a big pack of them, it'll come in and it'll hang out for a few days. The bears still come in, you know, but it's more of a pesty thing. They'll come in, you'll get a lot of wolf pictures in the daylight. And then the bears kind of start peeling back, and they'll stick, you know, they'll come in more nocturnal, you know. But, boy, it seems like when the wolves come in, though, nothing else comes in for quite a while. I mean, and then all of a sudden the wolves kind of peter out, and they disappear. Then you start getting raccoons back. You get a fisher back. Your bears will all come back. You'll start getting, but, boy, those wolves show up again, and, you know, the animals just start disappearing. I can't believe the amount of raccoons. They don't even, the coon won't even come in at times.
Huh. Wow. Well, we got to let you go here so you can go back and see if you can't retrieve that bear. But quick question about fishing for folks who are still into fishing this time of year. How is the walleye action on the flowages?
The walleye action has actually been really good on Castle Rock and Pete Wall throughout the summer. It slowed up a little bit with a spring of the year hatch. A lot of the minnows this time of year are, you know, pretty big and they're feeding on that, but the perch fishing isn't really good. Still getting quite a few, you know, decent slot walleyes. Guys are starting to catch quite a few white bass in the river right now, and you know that there's a shiner that seems like it migrates in the river, and as soon as they move up, a lot of fish will move up with them. But it's good, just got to kind of jump around, and some days are better than others, but it seems like this cooler weather has been helping a lot better too versus the heat. Most of the time when a cold front comes through, it's helping more this time of year because things are cooling off and the water temperatures are finally cooling off, so that's a good thing.
All right. Well, Jesse, we're going to let you go, and good luck retrieving that bear, and good luck with the rest of your hunters this week, and keep in touch. Send me some photos if you get some.
All right. We will do that. Thank you.
You bet. Jesse Qualley with the Juneau County Report. Juneau County offers four seasons of outdoor recreation, fishing, and as you heard, bear hunting on a lot of public land. More information at castlerock-petenwell.com. I'm Dan Small. You're listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth Gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Castle Rock and Petenwell are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor. Secure Future utilizes an indexed annuity tied to growth in the U.S. stock market, but without any risk of loss ever. That's right. No matter what happens in the market, your investment can never decline. Down years, you're insured against any losses. Boom years, your retirement account grows exponentially to increase your worth. Whether the market is up or down, Secure Future Investor can set you up with guaranteed money for life income. It's the difference between thinking you have enough money to retire and knowing you're getting that retirement check every single month for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Over 40 years old? Call now. 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. JC Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and a lot more. You can learn all about opportunities there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now to talk about what's going on in Florence County this month is Eric Prince. He's director of Florence County Economic Development, and he joins us from downtown Florence. So, Eric, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Yes, right here from the mega downtown. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the nice thing about Florence and small towns like that is everything is kind of handy, especially with your tourist center and your DNR and forestry offices. They're all in the same building. That's remarkable, I think.
Yeah, it's actually a beautiful building. We have a new director. Her name is Kasha Shaw, and she's been with us maybe a month and a half. And her and Linda and Katie are doing a great job. They're doing a whole new refresh, new lighting. You know, they have dioramas in there and all the different wildlife that we have in Florence County. And they're really looking at mixing it up and bringing some new product in and making it new. We're excited about it.
That's cool. Well, what's going on up there this month?
There's a lot. We had a pretty busy Labor Day weekend. The weather was phenomenal. It was absolutely beautiful. First summer was a little bit hot, but if you were able to get out by the waterfalls or the lakes, my wife and I went out on our lake on Monday. The slight breeze, it was absolutely beautiful. Of course, there's always the change in the weather, but you know what? We do have colors that have already started to change. I've been schooled on that, whereas the trees really were stressed with the lack of water. Yeah, I'm driving to work and I start to see them, and I'll be going to travelwisconsin.com and doing my regular updates on those. The fall is a very beautiful time here with the colors. It's great to get outdoors, to go hiking and to waterfalls, and you know, we're still fishing. There's a lot of hunting that's coming up in September and October, so there's plenty going on.
Yeah, and you say the leaves are changing already. That's always something I look forward to when I head up north in late August or early September, is there's always a couple of maple trees that are just a little precocious, and they let us know what's coming.
Yes, they do. You know, other than that, this past weekend we had one of our poker runs. It's one of the bigger ones that we do up here. It's formerly Left's. It's the 101 now, but it's an ATV side-by-side poker run. It was supposed to happen on last Sunday, the 3rd. The owners actually put it out into social media, and they got feedback that people weren't actually going to make the run because it was going to be in the mid-90s.
Uh-huh.
So they rescheduled that for September 30th. So go to the website. The only thing that's changing on it is the date. Everything else is remaining the same. It's a good poker run.
And they do trails. Where do they go?
Oh, yeah. They do the whole trail system. They have to stop and patronize 5 Florence County bars or restaurants. You know, they get their stamps. so that they can get more cards to play a hand of poker.
Yep.
So there's a $15 entry fee. They're going to have live music from 6 to 8 with Bob Larson. You know, he does classic country, 50s, 60s stuff. And they'll do some sort of beer special, but it's normally a pretty good outing. And they're right on the trail. So.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Well, what other events have you got coming up this month?
Well, on the 10th, down at the Roadhouse 139, they're having Jordan Blanchard. He's playing from 12 to 3. I believe he's country. That'll be a good turnout down in Long Lake. On the 10th also is the Carriage House at Maxell Suites. It's an actual historical building in Florence on Central Ave, and they have an old carriage house. And they do a concert there every year. And they have a really good turnout. It starts at 2 o'clock. It's the music of Andy Braun and Company. And they actually, it's a free event. They serve refreshments out of the carriage house. And I saw pictures from last year. I didn't attend, but there were quite a few folks there. And it overlooks Fisher Lake, so it's a really very nice setting. So that's happening on Sunday as well.
Nice.
And then through September and October, I've been touting the Florence County Canine Unit annual raffle. They have the guns posted at a variety of restaurants and taverns, and they have six of them. The drawing is at the CNR Bar in Aurora on Sunday, November 19th. You don't have to be there to win, but the tickets are $5 each or $5 for $20. And speaking of the CNR, there is one event that's not on the website, but I do want to call out a friend of mine. He's a friend of Florence County. His name is Kevin Richtig, and his health is not doing very well. And we're having a big event for him at the CNR Bar on Sunday, September 10th. It's $10 to get in, so all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner, and they're going to have all sorts of raffles and stuff like that. It's basically to cover all the medical bills. It's unfortunate what he's going through, but we as a community are, you know, pulling together and really want to do something and get together with him. So, great guy. That's another event happening on Sunday the 10th. Other than that, you know probably better than anybody, if you want to know anything hunting, that's all starts to kick up. We've already had the bear hunt start on September 6th, and we've got turkey on the 16th, a bunch of different types of birds on the 1st already started, and then, of course, archery and crossbow start on September 16th. So if you can't find something to do up here in Florence County, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I've been there several times. As I think you know, we did a bear hunt several years ago with a couple of young fellows confined to wheelchairs, and they each got a bear. So I hope your bear hunters do well this year. And then I came back 2 years ago, I think it was, and we did a grouse and woodcock hunting video that is available on a couple of websites. I can send you the link. Maybe I already did. I think you've got that somewhere.
You did, and I'm actually working on getting our YouTube channel set up.
Uh-huh.
It's been defunct for a while, and I think there might be three videos on there, but I want to do a lot more with social media for the county, including YouTube, Instagram. There's a couple of things that I'm looking at doing. So give me a little time, and I'll let you know on that. Oh, my friend Pat stopped by from Forestry and Parks.
Sure.
One update he wanted to share was what the West Bath Lake camping area. They're getting a brand new bathhouse. That's a very big project, and that construction is going to get underway within the next couple of weeks here. So that's going to be nice. And starting on January 1st, there's going to be online registration made available for Westlake and a handful of the other campgrounds.
Sounds good. I'll bet your campgrounds were busy this summer.
You know, honestly, everything was busy. You could tell with the traffic, whether it be Thursday night or more likely on Friday afternoons, and then Saturday and then Sunday during the day as people were leaving. But, you know, you can always tell when some of the local folks are like, I can't believe how bad the traffic is. You know, it's pretty funny when you literally have to wait and wait and wait to cross Central because there's so much traffic coming through. But you know what? I think it's great for the county. You know, I've been talking about getting another hotel study done. We have lots of bed and breakfasts and Airbnbs and that, you know, that kind of thing. But we might be able to use a hotel up here yet. More to come on that, Dan. Lots going on right now.
All right. Well, Eric, thanks so much for that report. And I just want to make sure our listeners know that if they want to go up there, there are places to stay and they can find out that kind of information on your website as well.
Yeah, and, you know, all my contact information is out there. So call me, email me. I'm more than happy to give you any local advice or get you to, you know, other resources in the field. So we have plenty of folks that like to help out some folks and come up and enjoy the fresh air and some good food.
Sounds good. Well, Eric, we will talk to you in October, but meanwhile, enjoy the September weather and the beautiful leaves when they change color, as they always do up there in Florence County. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Dan. Talk soon.
You bet. Eric Prince is the Director of Economic Development for Florence County, and the website where you can learn all about the information we talked about and more is exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Castle Rock and Peden Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PedenWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peden Well Lakes Association.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Welcome back.